Good afternoon. It's 19 minutes after 5 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. 57 degrees under overcast skies on this Wednesday afternoon, September 18th, 2013. I'm Ed Ronco with Raven News. The amount of this year's permanent fund dividend is?
What made me run again.
Not that piece of tape. Sorry. The amount of the permanent fund dividend this year is $900. It was announced by Acting Revenue Commissioner Angela Rodell in Anchorage this morning. Expectations were low, but this year's dividend check will actually be slightly higher than the $878 paid out last year. Rodell says next year's check could be even bigger.
The permanent fund balance has continued to grow. It was $40 billion a year ago. It's $45 billion this year. They continue to do a really good job at the corporation, so I would expect next year's number to be even higher.
The dividend is calculated using the average income earned by the permanent fund corporation over the past 5 years. Because the past few checks included 2009 earnings, that was when the global economy bottomed out, well, they've been a lot lower than the amounts paid out in the previous decade. Dividends will be paid out on October 3rd. There are lots of interesting numbers associated with the permanent fund dividend. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez is going to break them down tonight on Alaska News Nightly at 6:06 p.m. Sitka voters head to the polls on October 1st to pick two new assembly members and one school board member. Incumbents Tor Christensen and Michelle Putz both decided not to run for re-election this year. Three people are hoping to fill those two seats. Our third and final assembly candidate profile is of Aaron Swanson. This is not the first time we've profiled Swanson. He ran for assembly in 2012 and came in fourth.
What made me run again was basically the public support. People asking me if I was going to run again and telling me that I should.
Last year, Swanson was a political newcomer with no experience in city government. That has changed in the last 12 months. He joined the Police and Fire Commission, where he says he was exposed to the public process in a way that's made him even more interested in serving on the assembly.
Well, last year I wasn't really involved in the public process with being on a commission. This year I'm on a commission, and I've had a little bit more input from being on the commission as to how the public process works.
And he says he wants to help shape Sitka's future.
Right now, the biggest issue for me is probably the economy, what's going to happen with the economy after, like, say, Blue Lake Dam project is complete.
The city's effort to raise the height of the Blue Lake Dam constitutes the largest public works project in city history. It's also brought scores of workers to town who are spending money in restaurants and stores and using services that boost the area economy. As for the Blue Lake project itself, Swanson says it's short-term pain for long-term gain.
I'm not super excited when I open my utility bill every month, but that's to be expected for the amount of money that they're paying for this Blue Lake expansion project. Hopefully with the Blue Lake expansion project, it can generate any interest from outside groups to come into Sitka and put in like some kind of new industry here in Sitka, like maybe a nice sawmill that would probably require quite a bit of electrical use, and they could probably manufacture, you know, lumber for building affordable housing here in Sitka.
Affordable housing is a big issue for Swanson, too, although he says he wants a better understanding of what constitutes affordable in Sitka. He worries about the future, especially as it relates to his own kids.
I have two boys. Jacob is six, or is going to be six, and John's going to be four. This month, Jacob just started kindergarten.
Do they have a future here?
The way Sitka is right now, I'm going to say probably not. They'll probably finish school here, and they'll probably go off to college, and they'll probably go where the money is. I would like to see them as adults in Sitka, but I don't really foresee that in the immediate future.
So how then does Sitka boost its economy into the future? Swanson says there are no silver bullets, but that there are little things that can help. Among them, boosting tourism, attracting new industry, and yes, looking at taxes.
One thing that would help, I know a lot of people probably won't like this idea, would be to keep the taxes at 6% for the sales tax as opposed to dropping it down to 5% in the fall and putting it back up to 6% in the spring. I think that you should probably just leave it at 6%.
But that is not the end-all be-all of building a secure financial future for Sitka. That, he says, takes a little from column A and a little from column B, shoring up the city's revenue and also keeping spending in check. Aaron Swanson is one of three candidates for Sitka Assembly. Election day is October 1st. A big run of coho salmon in southeast Alaska means commercial trawlers have an extension of the summer fishing season. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced a 10-day extension for the trawl fleet, with fishing remaining open through September 30th. Fish and Game is projecting a coho return of 5.7 million fish this year. Patty Scannis is Fish and Game's trawl management biologist for Southeast.
Both the wild projection and the commercial catch are, you know, definitely above average, well above average, second only to 1994, and that was the year when the coho run was the largest on record. We don't expect that our harvest this year will come close to that in 1994. During that year, we had higher effort, and we also did not have trawlers targeting other species, such as chum, for part of the summer.
The record commercial catch for all gear groups in 1994 was 5.5 million coho. Fish and Game projects the all-gear catch this year will hit 3.3 million. Scannis says coho landed by the trawl fleet are average size this year.
Unlike the most recent years where they were very small, the coho average weights have increased steadily throughout the summer. And right now, let's see, they are, that last week's average weight was 6.8 pounds, and the average price was $1.90, and both have gone up steadily throughout the season.
Trolling was scheduled to close on September 20th, but the season can be extended if enough fish are making it back to spawn. The fossil of a thalattosaur, discovered near Cake 2 years ago, is a complete specimen. It is the first to be found in the Western Hemisphere. Scientists speculate that it could be a new species of the prehistoric marine reptile. KTOO's Lisa Fu reports.
The fossil was found along the shores of Kikyu Island near Cake the summer of 2011. It was excavated in two rock slabs from a ledge with the hope they would reveal a complete thalattosaur, a marine reptile that inhabited the seas 210 million years ago. The rocks were stored at the University of Alaska Museum of the North in Fairbanks. It wasn't until earlier this year that Earth Sciences curator Pat Druckenmiller got a fossil preparator to work on them.
We knew that we had sort of the tail end of the animal and it was going into the rock, but we didn't know like how far in it went or if we had all of it. And when he came up, we said, well, let's just start cleaning in this area here where we think roughly the skull might be. And bingo, it was right on top of the skull.
In the next week, fossil preparator J.P. Cavagelli from Wyoming worked to uncover about half of the skull. All under a microscope, Cavagelli used handheld jackhammers and a small hand blaster to do his work.
It's fairly tricky because the rock and the bone are almost the same color, so it's a very subtle change, which is why you have to do it all under the microscope. So by the time you get the last layer of rock off with the sandblasting outfit, it's hard to see unless you know what to look for.
Cavagelli has prepared various fossils, but this one is unlike any he's encountered before.
I've never done anything Triassic. I've never done such a complete small animal like that. I should say I've done some fishes, but fishes are fish. This is a reptile, much more exciting.
It was like an iguana. It basically had the ability more than likely to come in and out of the surf and feed, and it was about 3 feet in length.
Tongass National Forest geologist Jim Bechtol was part of a group that discovered the thalattosaur fossil more than 2 years ago.
From anything outside of China, this is the only full specimen that exists, which is really exciting for us. It's a key thing in the evolution of this branch of marine reptile.
Bechtol says pieces of fossilized thalattosaur bones had been discovered in southeast Alaska before, but never a complete specimen.
The thalattosaur that we just recently discovered must have floated down quietly to the bottom of the ocean and laid there. Didn't come tumbling down and disarticulate and break apart.
Museum of the North curator Druckenmiller says having a complete skeleton this well preserved allows more to be discovered about the thalattosaur.
First impressions from what we can see of the parts that we have cleaned suggest that this is unlike any other thalattosaur that's known from, say, Europe or China. It's very likely we may have a new species.
Bechtol describes further.
All of the thalattosaurs that have been discovered have teeth all the way out to the end of their rostrum or their nose or their jaws, and the one that we have actually has no teeth out near the end at all.
Druckenmiller says Cavagelli will be back this winter to uncover the rest of the fossil. He hopes there's evidence of where the skin or body outline used to be.
The other thing that would be entirely possible on a skeleton this well-preserved is actually to preserve stomach contents and to get direct evidence of diet. And for an animal like this that we know really very little about and that has such strange skull and teeth, that would be really, really important information.
Once the specimen is cleaned up, Druckenmiller will start comparing it to other thalassosaurs. If it is indeed a new species, Druckenmiller, Bechtel, and others involved will get to come up with a new name for it. Druckenmiller says the fossil will be displayed at the Museum of the North. Bechtel hopes a cast of the thalassosaur will make its way back to Southeast Alaska, where residents can enjoy a fossil that came out of rocks from their own backyard. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
If you missed any of our stories, they're online at kcaw.org.